Yudei Torah Manchta Chavches Kislev Dalet Chanukah Tovshin Pei Hei Rav Shimon Kaplan.
Yeah, don't touch the mic.
It's sensitive.
That's mine. We've said many times already, the kavu shmoina simechana ka'elu lahoidois. The days of Hanukkah are days to give thanks. Thanks for the gewaltige miracles of the Netzachim and the Mechoma, and for the Nes Hanukkah, the Nes of the Shemen. The Shach and the Megala Amukos, they both reveal that the small jug containing the oil, which was the jug of oil that turned into a miracle and burned for 8 days, was the jug of oil that Yaakov went back to retrieve, which he had left behind. I want to explain what shaykhes is that jug that Yaakov went to retrieve. What's it going to do with the Nes Chanukah? Why do I have to be that jug? What's the connection between the two jugs of oil? Chazal tell us that Yaakov was nishal pachim ketanim. He remained behind for small jugs. Maybe it contained some oil, some other things. The Torah tells us that Yaakov was so wealthy, but Yifros ish moid moid. When the Torah tells us, it's not just gossip. It's not just in the rich list. The Torah is telling us that for those days he was the wealthiest person. Chazal tell us, Yaakov had 600,000 sheepdogs. I don't know exactly how many sheep each dog can look after or round up. But you can imagine, we're talking about millions or maybe tens of millions of sheep. He was wealthy beyond our imagination. So what's pshat? He was nishal pachim ketanim. Why was he worried about these few pennies that got left behind and he was endangering himself? We speak about the obvious nemois. We can't really understand how great they were. It's beyond our comprehension. But the Pasuk writes, when Leah had the fourth child, she said, "Hapam oides Hashem." I got to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chazal tell us she understood there were going to be 12 Shvatim, 4 wives, so each of the wives will have 3 children. When she had the fourth child, she felt she was getting more than she expected. Hapam oides Hashem. In the same pasuk, it says, Vatamoid miledes. She stopped having children. When the Svarim HaKadoshim write, she stopped because she said, Hapam oides Hashem. And the question is, she was thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and she gave him the name Yehuda, which would remind her every time she calls him to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The state in Svarim, the pshat is, about all the female madrigos, we can't be massacre madriga. Hapamoides Hashem? Now you're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What about the first 3 children? There was an extra thanks, and Lefia Madrega. So they felt in the thanks she gave for the first 3 children. And that's why the Talmud Miledes. Because it's not just for the extras we've got to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We've got to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu every moment for everything. I call Neshima Neshima, Chazal tell us every breath we're supposed to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A Yid had been in hospital for 4 or 5 days in COVID, and every breath to inhale was a tremendous effort. To exhale was an effort. It was painful. When he came out to now understand, I'll call Neshima Neshima. It's not our palm weight as Hashem. The whole time we have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We say moed bal nisach v'nefle yisach shucholeis. The Mefarshim explain nisach are the miracles. Nefle yisach are the constant things happening which we need to thank for. So Yaakov Avinu, the others, one of Madrega, they thanked HaKadosh Baruch Hu for every little thing. If we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for every little thing that He gives us, so every little thing has got chshivas, got importance. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to me, thank you so much. It's not just the big things, even the small things. That's why it was Nishal Pachim Ketanim. There was no such thing as, I'm a billionaire, so what I care about, a few little kalim left behind. No. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to me. I'm thankful and grateful for every little thing. The made is Nishal Pachim Ketanim. So the Shachim Megala Mukois, it was that Pach that he retrieved, it's a Shach, which is a Pach they found and which was used for the miracle of Hanukkah. So that Pach Shemen symbolized this thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even for the small things. It's got a Shaykh to Hanukkah. Kobu Shmei Nimei Hanukkah Elu Lahoidois. The Yemei Hanukkah are there to thank. To thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Nikvald Gemaisa had about 60 years ago. Zayid in Shalayim had five daughters we call on the shelf. The oldest was 28. Nothing seemed to work out. Regular family, no reason. He was very down that he couldn't make any shidduchim. A friend of his, Chavrusa, made the shidduch to make the chasn. His friend had to borrow money, and he asked him to co-sign, be an orav on the loan. And yes, he agreed, happily agreed. After a few months, his friend went into a crisis, financial crisis, and couldn't pay the payments in the loan. And the creditors came to this person. They threatened to take away his dira. Serious business. He had to take a mortgage in the dira. And now he had another problem. He had to pay a big mortgage every month for a loan that he never took. He was very down in the dumps. Somebody advised him to go to the Beis Yisrael. He went to the Beis Yisrael. And he told the Beis Yisrael his difficulties. Five girls on the shelf need shidduchim. He's not going to choiv. He's got to pay back. And he's got to pay it back. He's got a mortgage and he's took a chrayus to pay it back. And it's not even his debt. And his friend's got no money. He says, times have become terrible for me. I'm down in the dumps. The Beis Yisrael listened and then said to him, do you thank Hashem? So he got a shock. He thought Beis Yisrael didn't understand what he was saying. Beis Yisrael was an old person. He said, I've come to you because I've got problems. What do you ask me? Do I thank Hashem? Why are you telling me to thank Hashem? So Beis Yisrael said to him, I want to tell you a very important formula in life. He says, most of our emotional energy, especially during Tfilah, is asking a Kadosh Baruch Hu of what we need. I need help in this, I need happiness, I need success, I need livelihood. He says, you're making a mistake. The formula should be 60-40. So he said to the Beis Yisrael, what's 60-40? Said to the Beis Yisrael, 60% thanks, and 40% asking for what you need. I said over recently, a story in London, somebody said to me that, what's 60-40? So he once heard that Pshat is we say in Hoidu, six times the word Hoidu, and four times the word Honor Hashem. So he said, I think it's more than four, isn't it? Honor Hashem, can you have Decho? Okay. We're in the main, not sure. I'll come on the basis. So I said to this person, it's got to be 60-40. If it's 60-40, you see tremendous Yeshuas. And that was the end of the conversation. This Yid applied this new formula. Yes, and his formula and his fortune taka changed. Within a month, his first daughter got engaged. By the end of the first, he had married off three daughters. his friend for whom he was an Orev, suddenly got a Yerusha from a grandfather and managed to pay him back that loan that he was the Orev for, pay back the loan he was Orev for, and released the mortgage on his Dira, and suddenly his life changed round. Gemaldiga Maisa, there's a formula we can try and adopt of the Beis Yisrael, 60-40. When he told the Seed 60-40, the Seed didn't understand what he wanted. We need 60-40. We need to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if a person is spoiling, there's always what to thank for, however difficult things are. Because I've Seifa, the Balzerov Zechon Yerocha, the Gvaldiga Taichin Apostle. In Capital Kuf Zion, that's the capital speaks about the Abor Shestrichim Lohidois, the four people need to thank. Beis Asurim, someone's not well. There are four people need to thank. At the end of that capital it says, Michochom v'yishmeile, v'yispoininu chaste Hashem. Those of us of Sfad know the Pasuk very well. Michochom v'yishmeile, v'yispoininu chaste Hashem. Said the Ksav Seif and Belzerov, Michochom, who's a Chochom v'yishmeile, wants to guard himself from these difficult situations? V'yispoininu chaste Hashem. V'yispoininu chaste Hashem. Look to Akshmoch, look how much good I've got. If we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's an insurance to save ourselves from these difficulties. Remember when I was a schoolboy, my rabbi told me a maisa in Eretz Yisrael, some years before that, some bochum had borrowed a car and had a serious accident. And the car turned over many times and it was miraculous, they all came out without a scratch. And they made, in Ponovich, a Sutzlidor, Thanksgiving banquet, and a Pchaskel Levenstein, the Grosser Mashkiach, spoke. And very strange. He wasn't focusing on the fact these four Bochum had come out alive. He spoke mainly about the Pella, the car, came out without a scratch. Because it flipped on some soft mud, and flipped back, and it was mamish. Had hit any rocks or stones in that vicinity, would have been a wreck. And he spoke about the fact, Mamash Apella, Shpohu, the car was intact. People were surprised. This was a Suda Zedor about the four Bochum that lives were saved miraculously. So Bchaska, when he finished, he explained, we've got to thank for everything, even the smaller things. We can't let anything go unnoticed. Nothing needs to go unnoticed. We can thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the car that survived the crash as well. The owner of the car got his car back in one piece, almost without a scratch. You want to bring out this point. Spoiling the Chaste Hashem is not just on the wild things, on the major things, even the small things. Yaakov Nishal Pachim Ketanim. He stayed for the Pachim Ketanim, the small things also he was grateful for, and thanked the Kishpoch Hu. That gave a Cheshivas. And those are the Pachim Ketanim, the Shach says, was used to the Nech Hanukkah. Because that's his man, which this Pach cotton symbolized to thank the Kishpoch Hu, Kobo Shmei Chanukkah, Eile Lehoidais. Normally, Hoidu is written with a Vav. This morning we said, Nahalal, Hoidu is written with a Vav. There's one place it's written without a Vav. And the first time you see it, you think it's a mistake in the Tilim. In Kapitel Kuf Zayin, it says without a Vav. And the Sforim explain, the reason is, because Kapitel Kuf Zayin speaking about those who are thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu being saved from a journey, a dangerous journey, saved from being ill, saved from prison. It's speaking about those who are thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu having gone through a difficult period. It's without a Vav. You're checking it. I also got a shock. Have a look. It was with a Vav, it's a mistake. Yeah, you looked up as well. Well, but you see, when you see the first second, you think it's a mistake, right? It looks strange, that word. And the answer is, because when you thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Abos Srichim Lahaydais, it's felt in the thanks. We're meant to thank the whole time. It shouldn't just be in the special. You're looking up, right? It shouldn't just be in the times when we've gone through a difficult period. Oh, thank you, Hashem. The thanks should be the whole time, even for the small things. We said today, this morning, Hal Hashem Kol Goyim Shavchu Kol Omim. The nations of the world also praise and thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a very famous story to bring out. What does it mean? I want to bring out a vault, which is connected to what we just said. Let me tell you a famous story. Gedolim spoke about this story. It's a true story. The times of the Tsar, he noticed whenever he made a decree against the Eden, they always managed to circumvent or with pretext or bribery. They managed to always get out of it. And he failed many, many times. He decides he's going to do something. Nobody's going to be able to interfere. He took all his senior advisors and he told them, I'm locking you in a room overnight. Didn't know why. And he came and he told them, I want you to formulate the most harshest, cruelest laws against the Jews. Write out with tremendous clarity, I'm going to come in the morning and sign it and make it into law before anybody manages to intervene or plead or beg or bribe. It's going to become law in the morning. I'm locking in the room. I'm giving instructions to the guards outside. Nobody's to enter this chamber the entire night. And they got to work in the evening and they worked hard. They worked very hard the whole night. In the early morning, 5 o'clock, they finished formulating all these cruel laws. They wrote over many pages. Uncharacteristic of the Tsar, they suddenly heard the guards saluting outside, the salute they gave the Tsar, and the doors opened, and the Tsar walked in. He had a fierce look on his face. They were terrified. And he walked in, and he walked up to the table, and took the papers, and read through the papers. A few minutes, it was silence, never said a word. He took all the papers, crumpled them into a ball, and threw it into the fire that was heating the room. They were terrified. Why wasn't he happy? They knew their lives were in danger. And the Tsar marched out. And there was no time now to start doing it all again. And if he wasn't happy, what they're supposed to do, and they didn't. At 8 o'clock, the Tsar returned. The doors opened. The Tsar walks in with a smile. Let's see what work you've done. He saw there's no papers on the table. He says, what's going on here? Do you not? What did you do the whole night? They were terrified. They knew their lives were in danger. And one of them stood up and said, Adonai Tsar, the great respect for you, weren't happy with our work at 5 o'clock in the morning. We didn't know what we should be doing. We need some guidance and we didn't have time to read. You walked in and you threw it all in the fire. He said, what are you talking about? I walked in here and threw it in the fire. You can speak to the guards in my chamber where I sleep. I never left. And one of them had the courage to say, but Adonai Tsar, speak to the guards here by the door, they'll tell you they let you in at 5 o'clock. And he called the captain of the guards and said, did everybody enter this room overnight? Nobody besides you. Besides me? What time did I come? 5 o'clock, we let you in. The Tsar stomped out. He realized things happened beyond his control. The Jews, they've got their angels. And he left. That day, one of those ministers had an appointment with a Jewish tailor. And he went to the tailor and he told him over the story. They realized, open miracle. One of the Gedolim, I can't remember who, when he heard the story, Halnos Hashem kol goyim, shabchu kol omim. Sometimes the Eden don't even know what they've been saved from. The Eden don't even know. The goyim know. With all the miracles that's thrown in the last year and a quarter, we don't even know some of the miracles that took place. Some of the times things malfunctioned. We've got no idea. It's sometimes the goyim that know about the miracles that took place on our behalf. Halos Hashem kol goyim shachru kol omim. When they see miracles, which we don't, they thank, they realize it's a God looking after Klal Yisrael. Or they teach, or the emes, but the truth is, we're not only supposed to thank for these special occasions, special miracles. The emes Hashem la'olam halalukah. But we have to thank Kadosh Baruch Hu the whole time. It's not just the special, the big things. It's constantly to thank Kadosh Baruch Hu. As the Ksasefer writes, "Mi'chochem Yishmeila, if we want to guard ourselves from bad misfortune, v'ispoinu chasti Hashem." Belzerov, same Taich. V'ispoinu chasti Hashem. That's an insurance that helps us avoid and save us from difficulties. We've got to make sure every day is infused with grace. Great gratitude for the Rebbeinu Shleilam. Remember, one of the recessions, people came out with a moshel. There was a person stuck at the top of a skyscraper. He worked late. When he left his office, there was a power cut in the building. The lift wasn't working. His old man, he couldn't come down the ground, 60 flights of stairs. He didn't know what to do. He looked out of the window, he saw people walking below. He screamed, they couldn't hear him, it's so far up, there's traffic. So he took a wad of $5 notes and threw them out the window. They fluttered down. People noticed. And people picked up and carried on walking. Nobody seemed to care where it came from. He thought, maybe she used $50 notes. So he threw out a wad of $50 notes. Same thing, people saw fluttering, took them and carried on walking. Nobody noticed. He thought he's got no option to take $100 notes. He took 20, 30, 100, threw them out the window, stopped fluttering down, and the same thing, people just taking them, just carrying on walking. He can't believe it. Nobody's looking where it's coming from. He's got no answer. He took the big fax machine, make sure nobody was underneath at that moment, and he dropped out the window. It was an explosion in the sidewalk. Everybody looked up, and they saw somebody frantically, they realized somebody's in trouble, they went to save him. He uses a muscle. He's supposed to send us tovus. We're not mucky, even the small things, sometimes bigger things, try us to make something an explosion for us to recognize that we need his help. We're forgetting that Akshpoch is doing everything for us. Remember, in the Inyan of Chanukah, the Neiros also can bring about this idea. What do? We take an oil. Some oil, we take a wick, and we light it. Now, in the physical world, fire is very, very... you can't understand fire exactly. It doesn't fit the regular rules of Gashmi. Normally, a physical object can't expand without things going into it. Fire, one little flame, one little spark, can burn an entire city. Fire is something very hard to understand. It's always something that's facing upwards. There's lots of things written about fire. Fire is not something we understand. In the Svarim it writes, fire in the physical world is the closest thing to Ruchnius. So we compare the Neshama to a Ner. To speak about fire in a spiritual sense sometimes, fire is almost spiritual. In the physical world, the only part that's completely physical is a Doimim. Although you look at Dar Hashem, it's still connected to spiritual roots. But in the simple sense, a doimim has got no life. It's the lowest form of life. You've got Tzemeach, a plant, things that grow. Chai, Medaba. Doimim is the lowest form of life. A wick has no life in it. It's completely dead. It's Gashmi. The flame has a ruchnius to the element. The two can't coexist. They're too far apart. They can't coexist together. And that's why the flame devours the wick. What enables the coexistence of the flame and the wick is the oil. Oil enables them to coexist. That's what oil does. It enables them to coexist. The oil was the miracle of Chanukah. And the oil connects the Gashmias to the Ruchnias. And that's the message for us. To connect the Gashmias to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All the Tovus, every success, every moment of life. To connect it to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Thank you Hashem. That's the Shemen that connects the Gashmias to the Ruchnias. That's the Avoida. And that's the Yevonim try to destroy. Nichnas Lehechel didn't seem to be too bothered about anything else there. They made a beeline straight for the oil and were tam of the oil. Because by them, it's all about Koich Veitim Yodi. The Greeks were all into their athletics, indulging, believing in their own power, not recognizing where the power comes from. Klal Yisrael were the complete opposite to the Greeks. Klal Yisrael was all about the future, Ruchnias, the Ribbono Shel Olam, trying to control the animal behavior that a human being naturally has. So the Greeks, they wanted to be matama that shemen. Because that shemen symbolized connecting Gashmis to Ruchnias, to recognizing where everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They wanted to destroy that. That was their ideology. There is, they can't get Klal Yisrael to become like them unless they destroy their ideology. They weren't stupid people. They went and they were matama the shemanim. Maybe they believed, or how they believed, look at the Rambam in the beginning there, mother, they believe maybe God created the world, but now it's left on its own devices. Klal Yisrael have the opposite Ashkofa. Shmuel is still controlling the world, every part of the world, everything happening, and everything achievement is coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They try to metama that Shemen. They try to take away that connection that we have of thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu and recognize all Gashmias is from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. That's what Timur Kol Hashmanim, that's the false Chaimus Migdolai, which a lot of people don't know what the real pshat is. It doesn't mean the walls of the Beis HaMikdash or surrounding, it means the little sirug, little 10 tochim walls surrounding the Beis HaMikdash. The Mishnah writes, Mefurish HaMidas, which was breached in 13 places by the Yevonim. And the Gaon and Tos Yontov write, because that wall symbolized until aware Goy can come. And they want to break down the breach and separation. They want to breach the separation between Klal Yisrael and Umas Olam. That's the false of Chaimus Migdolai. They want to change the ideology of Klal Yisrael. And the end of Chanukah is the Kavush Moynis Mechadek Eidel Ahoydois. We're going to use these days to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Beis Yisrael said 60-40. Mishtam and Chanukah, he meant it would be 100-0. Completely. That was supposed to take with us for the rest of the year. That it should at least remain at the level that the Beis Yisrael said 60-40. Because when we acknowledge and thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu continuously, we want to guard ourselves, the Belzerov said, we want to guard ourselves from all these dangers. We spoil the to Hashem, and that is the Mechanica, to be spoiling, to be covering you, to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the miracles of then, and to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for our continuous miracles every regard of our lives. Good.